From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Brock, August 10th. The sports rundown, 5 stories, no fluff. Let's get into it. First, from Sky Sports, golfer shoots 59 in final round en route to win on Korn Ferry Tour. Frankie Harris made history with a 12-under 59 in the final round of the Pinnacle Bank Championship on the Korn Ferry Tour. The 23-year-old shot an incredible 8-under 27 on the back 9, with 6 birdies, an eagle, and 2 pars. Harris joins an elite group of golfers who shot below 60 on the final day and gone on to win the tournament, including Bryson DeChambeau and Jim Furyk. In a thrilling finish, Harris and Alistair Docherty both ended the regulation 72 holes at 22 under, forcing a playoff. Harris made a clutch 18-foot birdie putt on the final hole to set up the playoff, where he emerged victorious. Harris said after the win that shooting a 59 never even crossed his mind, and he was just focused on playing well and finishing strong. The victory propels Harris to number 29 on the Korn Ferry Tour points list, with a PGA Tour card for 2027 now within reach. Next, second, from BBC Sport Football. Who am I? Guess Premier League star number 21. So I'm thinking of a Premier League player, and you've got to guess who it is in as few attempts as possible. Each wrong guess unlocks a new clue, and the fewer clues you need, the more points you score. 3 is a good score, 4 or 5 is exceptional. I've got a player in mind, and I'm setting the clues. You can take part and come back for more tomorrow. The more you play, the more points you'll rack up. Up next, third, from BBC Sport Football. How Liverpool are shaping up under Iraola. Iraola's first preseason matches show Liverpool embracing his high press, possession-heavy approach while still looking dangerous on the break. Wins over Sunderland and Wrexham were followed by 2-goal lead losses to Leeds and Monaco, exposing a drop-off in intensity after halftime. Iraola keeps Szoboszlai central, using him to drive the press. Today on Sky Sports Racing, flat action from Windsor live on Monday evening with Badry chasing a four-timer in Monday's feature race. Michael Harrington and Oisin Murphy combine with the evergreen Badry, who looks to complete a four-timer in the Sprint Series final at Windsor. We have 6 races in L. Live on Sky Sports Racing from 5.45 p.m. Windsor takes center stage on Monday with a 6-race flat meeting live on Sky Sports Racing. And then, fourth, from Sky Sports. Today on Sky Sports Racing, Badry chases 4-timer at Windsor. Next, fifth, from The Guardian Sport. Adelaide great Taylor Walker to retire at end of AFL season. I knew it was the right time. Adelaide C. Up next, 6th, from PFT Alt. Free agent CB Terrion Arnold visits Seahawks. So Terrion Arnold, the 23-year-old cornerback, just visited the Seahawks on Sunday. He's been making the rounds, having already met with the Texans and drawing interest from the Colts and Jets. This is a pretty interesting development, given that the Seahawks actually cut him loose back on June 29. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why would they want him back after his arrest in Florida on 4 felony counts each of armed robbery and kidnapping? That's a serious situation, and it could carry a life sentence if he's convicted. And then, 7th, from PFT All. Lions worked out free agent CB Trevon Diggs. The Lions gave free agent cornerback Trevon Diggs a workout on their practice field. He hit free agency on Jan 20 after the Packers cut him following just 2 games and 34 snaps. The Packers had claimed him off waivers from Dallas on deck. 31. Diggs topped the league with 11 interceptions in 2021, but knee troubles have slowed him down. He tore his ACL in September 2023. Had a follow-up surgery in December 2024, and underwent a chondral tissue and bone graft procedure in January 2025. Those injuries limited him to 22 games over the last 3 seasons. Drafted by the Cowboys in the second round of 2020, Diggs earned 2 Pro Bowl nods and an All-Pro selection in 2021. Next, 8th, from PFT All. Report, Giants agree to terms with SJT Woods. The Giants are signing safety JT Woods, Aaron Wilson of KPRC reports. Woods, 26, worked out for the team Sunday. The Chargers selected Woods in the third round of the 2022 draft, and he played 10 games with 1 start as a rookie. He totaled 3 tackles while playing 31 defensive snaps and 73 on special teams. Woods played 3 games in 2023 and recorded 5 tackles. He has not appeared in a game since. Woods has also spent time with the Eagles, Bears, Seahawks, Raiders, and Jets. Up next, 9th, from Awful Announcing. Mike Florio, timing of ESPN's NFL reporting will be telling regarding editorial influence of equity stake. Ever since ESPN completed its deal to acquire NFL Media in exchange for a 10% equity stake in the network earlier this year, questions about how the league's ownership of the network would influence ESPN's editorial output have been a regular topic of conversation. ESPN and the NFL have regularly insisted that the equity stake will have no bearing on the network's reporting of the league. So far, that seems to be the case. The network recently re-signed investigative reporter Don Van Natta Jr., who has reported on the NFL aggressively for 15 years since joining ESPN in 2011. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. If this save you time, the lead is free at SuperFootball.com.